enough time for that fish to cook. That's such an amateur mistake.
You don't want to be in that elimination cook tonight, right?
No, hell no.
Let's get it. Nice, well done. Little presentation, chef. Beauty done. Now finessing now, yes?
Yes, chef.
Yes.
No missed platforms. We gotta get out of the basement, Team Blaze.
Yes, sir.
We have to get out of here.
We are.
Okay. Here we go. Platforms on the move, guys.
I don't know if I'm gonna have enough time to finish this red snapper.
Only 60 seconds, okay? And that platform will be here. Cutting it close. How's it taste? Are the onions cooked?
But they look good, yeah.
So as the platform is descending, I'm getting ready and I'm slicing this pork and I look at it.
Okay.
And it's under. And so I scramble. I've got to get this in a pan and I've got to bring it up to temperature before that platform starts going up.
Platform's here, guys. The platform is here. You got to go right now. You got to go.
Right.
Come on, Zach. Come on.
Zach, you got to go. Lauren, you got to go. Lauren, you got to go.
Yes, chef. Yes, chef. Come on, Lauren. Oh, my God.
Lauren, you got to go. It's going to be on the move.
Come on, Lauren.
Lauren, you got to go. Lauren, it's moving. Go, go.
She ain't making it. That's way too high.
What?
I get paid for watching TV.
Is she a gymnast?
I watch TV for free.
It's the most remarkable thing I've seen on Next Level Show.
Guys,
she made it up.
The platform is here. Well done, Gabby. 9, 8, 7. Wendy, move. 6. Move, Jordan. 3, 2. Go. Well done.
Come on, guys. Platform's here. Platform is here. Christina, it's not waiting for you, girl. Get those plates up. Let's go. Let's go, Christina. Look alive.
I gotta bring it. I feel like I want to pass out. I feel like I want to throw up.
My fish, like the bottom was a little under.
It's not up to standard, and it does not feel good.
I'm not gonna keep that top then.
Well, look at this. It's beautiful. Let's start on the middle floor.
Yeah.
Richard, you'll be happy with this for the sweater. This is a lobster curry.
What are these?
Caribbean take on it.
This is as a sleep. He's confinement.
The curry tastes a little bit too much like a gravy, but the lobster is cooked perfectly.
Mm. This is a scallop with a curry sauce.
Beautiful, really on point cooked scallop and a just absolutely lovely sauce.
Really good job. Next is the lan loi. This is Asian inspired curry.
That's tasty. It tastes like a braise.
Great job.
This is the turkey with butternut squash.
Visually, there's a lot going on. I would say this is more salad than it is curry to me.
My palate's sort of searching for just for a touch of salt, right? Allowing those spices to really
bloom. Fucking up.
I like this. It's very hearty, very rustic. Final one. I was amazed this individual grabbed these. These are squid, marinated, a lot of peppers in there.
Grabbing that naan bread and dipping that in that sauce with the calamari is the perfect bite. The creativity is 10 out of 10.
Yeah, the spice level and the salt level is right on the edge, but that's a good thing.
I love this dish. My nose is running fast. You're saying the actual flavor of the curry sauce, that thing needs to be put in a jar.
Wow.
I know I said curry isn't in my wheelhouse, but hey, after today, call me the curry man. Let's go.
Moving down to the basement. This is a crab green curry with pickled eggplants and bok choy in a whole wheat flatbread.
Crabs cook beautifully. Right amount of heat in it, but it just tastes floury.
All right, this is a goat tenderloin with a Caribbean style curry and a Johnny cake.
Goat's cooked beautifully. Sauce is just on the verge of being a little bit too sweet, personally.
For me, this is a bit under-seasoned, and it feels a bit compartmentalized, right? Everything's sort of separate on the plate.
Okay, and then we come up to a ground lamb tomato-based curry with onions, tomato, and yogurt.
This thing's delicious. It's almost like it's been cooked for hours. It's tough to get ground lamb tasting delicious, but there's enough toughness. I like this.
This is a testament to what you can do with only three or four ingredients.
Wow. I was trying to not cry when they were talking about my dish because I couldn't believe how much they loved it.
Okay, lastly, a pan-seared curry-spiced pork chop with a red curry and some pickled celery and some fry bread.
So visually, the dish looks a little bit messy, right?
The chef struggled getting to the platform on time.
Damn, what's shame?
Ah, it's still raw.
Yeah. It's
on the verge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to.
Right now, I am feeling guilt for letting down my team.
God, that'll be the kitchen again.
I am scared.
Shall we, Alicia, with you.
So first up, we have a strip steak prepared with a green curry sauce and a grilled naan bread.
The strip is beautiful. It's on point.
And I love the authenticity in the curry.
Next up, a turmeric curry. This chef used cod.
The actual cod is cooked beautifully, but it's just lost because it's so heavily seasoned with turmeric.
For me, I think the turmeric is a little overpowering. There's really nowhere for my palate to go. It's sort of one note. Next up, we have a red snapper with a red curry sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a restaurant dish.
Curries aren't supposed to look glamorous, but it does look on point. Sadly, the snapper is undercooked.
Oh my God, he do it too.
You see, it just needs another 2 minutes to handle shit.
The one thing you don't want to mess up is your hero protein. Luckily, I have this immunity pin, but having this pin doesn't take away any of that anxiety when it comes down to judgment. Next up, we have a pork belly with the Asian curry with a beautiful grilled naan bread.
Took me a while to chew through the pork belly here.
Wow.
It's chewy and sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Next up, we have a worldly curry. This chef took inspiration from different parts of the world by using a mint chutney and folding it in with the shrimp.
But I'm not too sure which part of the world this curry is from.
But it's good.
But I would like to go there.
Do it.
It's a really good curry. It means so much to me because I'm trying to bring different flavors and different cultures into my dish. I pour my heart and soul into these dishes.
This dish takes my palate on a journey.
Wow. It's almost like the United Nations of curry.
Oh my gosh.
Right, based on that tasting, we got a lot to talk about.
How y'all feeling?
Not good.
Oh, I'm going to go to the top, maybe.
I'm praying to God because they said yours tastes amazing. I hope you get adopted.
I can't breathe. Waiting for that judgment, I'm thinking, I didn't want to let my daughter down.
Oh, come on.
She's in the day. The raw pig. What happened there?
Pork's undercooked.
It wasn't just undercooked. It was raw.
The bread was fantastic.
That the bread was seasoned nicely. Like, yeah, I appreciate that they actually seasoned it.
Guys, the pork was raw. What does it matter? And the snapper, the puree was just refined and finessed. And it was just a fine dining curry.
Absolutely.
Suddenly let down with the snapper undercooked. A great shame. The turmeric cut.
The turmeric, it was pretty overpowering. Your palate gets blown out.
It tasted turmeric heavy.
You have the opportunity to get top dish.
Come on, let's go.
I need the boys to come save us one more time.
But can I get into, like, to me, what was the most surprising dish?
Sure.
That shrimp curry.
I know! The mint chutney folding that in at
the
end.
Good.
Smart.
The squids, it was tender.
It's so easy to overcook.
No, it's delicious. I really enjoyed that squid.
Oh, you grab the hardest protein and just squeeze it.
The lamb spice curry, it was melting my mouth.
Like an onion.
Yeah.
You know, tough protein, only 5 ingredients, and they made it happen.
Excellent. Shall we?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess. Only one dish today will keep their team safe and head straight into that top five kitchen next time round. And that dish belongs to...
Oh, girl. I gotta keep it balanced.
Isaiah.
Oh, good. I thought this was gonna be this shit. Squid, though? That's hard to make.
so excited right now.
And he came in weak. Dish, remember, he barely made it on.
You are safe. Head back to the lounge.
So bummed right now that I didn't get top dish. But you know what? My kids know that in life there are winners and losers, and you have to know how to do both. I'm gonna come back better and stronger in the next time. Now, each of you must nominate a member of your team to head into the elimination. Richard, who are you sending into the elimination?
I'm sending the chef up who just didn't have a great day of it.
Oh, girl. Look at her. You're going to see everybody.
I know you can win the elimination.
Pick me up, but I know you're about to. Okay.
I'm not happy that I'm going into elimination for this today.
Oh, girl.
But normally I'm cooking at 41,000 feet with turbulence and people yelling at me. So I think I'm going to be right at home here.
Naisha.
The person that will be.
Look, she knows she's going.
Elimination cook tonight.
Give me that motherfucking pin, dog. Use that pin.
It's gonna be Ari.
Oh, yeah, surprise. They saved your ass.
I feel
that's dirty.
Good.
They should let Ari alone.
But not that good. So it's still like that's a super dirty reality check. Ari, the turmeric really overpowered your fish. I know you can come back out of that elimination.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chef.
For this elimination battle, we'll both be making a modern next level take on another Indian classic, the incredible butter chicken. It's a beautifully cooked chicken in a tomato gravy.
Butter chicken. I have never cooked it. I have never eaten it. But I've got to beat a professional chef. So I have to figure it out.
All of you, make your way up to the top floor. I'll see you momentarily.
Let's go, Ari.
Let's go.
You got this.
You got this, Lauren.
Thanks, Chef.
Technique and flavor.
Stay in that middle kitchen. Let's go.
Yeah, Chef. I think I can prove myself in this challenge. I'm a professional chef. I let my team down, and I want to come back and fight.
I'm out of money from DraftKings, baby.
Okay, well, ladies, how are we feeling? Good. 25 minutes for an amazing butter chicken.
Yes, Chef.
Let's go.
If I see Florin get in my way, I'm pushing. This is elimination round. This is not a game.
Let's go. She took off when I grabbed.
I grabbed chicken thighs. I love chicken thighs. They're so moist. And I'm thinking, oh my God, gold.
Ginger, garlic, onions.
Yep.
Get
some nuts,
get some almonds. Nuts and
some.
Ginger, grab
ginger.
Let's go. You have a good base right there, yeah?
Yes.
You
got the size.
She ain't gonna make it, man. Ari's gonna beat her, but Ari's been fucking up the whole. She's been fucking up the whole competition. She might go.
Start that marinade.
Yes, Chef.
No, I never made a fried chicken before.
I have never, and I've never even tried this dish before.
It's not complicated, it's all in the flavor of that butter chicken. Don't leave it too long before you start marinating that chicken, please, yes?
The marinade. This is the part you take more time on.
Beautiful, beautiful. Get that marinating, get that going.
That's it, let it sit there. Right, start with your tomatoes, now get your sauce on. Let's go, let's go. Get that marinade going.
We need some more red in there, are you? The tomato paste.
I don't see tomato paste, do you see it?
She needs tomatoes for
where?
Start getting that chicken in marinade, please.
Right in the front.
You don't have that much time getting your chicken in the marinade.
Flap, Ari.
Get your chicken in the marinade.
5 minutes gone, guys. Ari, Lauren, taste, please, yes?
I'm gonna get my chicken in the pan right now.
Oh, shit.
She's going in already. Oh, you got time, dude. Let that marinade.
I'm gonna put the chicken in first and brown it a little bit, then I'm gonna add the sauce.
There you go. Okay. She got a plan.
I got a plan, baby.
Yeah, love it. Chef Lauren, is there any ghee on the platform?
Yes, I have ghee. Good call.
Ghee. See? That's ghee. It. That's good. Oh,
every Indian dish starts with ghee.
Come on, how's it?
Good.
Chicken marinade, which is good.
Start on your tomato gravy.
Got it.
All right, come on.
We gotta get that chicken on, too.
You got garlic in there?
Oh, no. He looks stressed. Look at her. Her team looks stressed.
Come on, Ari. Start that in your pan heating.
halfway, ladies. Halfway point, yes?
You have a half spot.
Do you want some of them here?
Do the one in
place.
Oh, that's
go. Go.
Don't work, watching him this far behind. Yeah. Traditionally, he's cooked in the sauce.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So she's making so much hard work for us. That point, being over there,
Ari,
yes.
Ari, put this chicken and finish it in the sauce.
Finish it
in the sauce.
Go check your chicken thighs.
She needs to go, because she's fucking up.
Flip it and bring it back. Flip it and bring it back.
Oh. Oh my God, he's gone home.
She didn't grill the other side.
Chop it up and finish it. Slice it. Let's go.
It's raw.
God, that's so raw. I hope she diced it, man.
No, it should have shredded.
Oh, get it in.
Got this,
Lauren.
Get it in.
Get it in.
Oh. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. This is so bad. She is just so hot. I read these and go.
I made this.
That's all I do.
Fee-free overdrafts.
What is going on?